Good morning. Last year, Diane approached me and said, "Mr. Ben, would you like to be," well, she didn't say would you like, she said, will you be a part of the greeting ministry for our church? And I've got to tell you, she said, "We need you to commit for a whole year." And I was hesitant. And then she explained to me what her reasoning for this was. She said, "Our reading group's going to be a whole lot different. We're going to include adults and our children and young people." And she had me hooked then. And I've spent a year working outside with these young people and kids. And I got to tell you, you've got some amazing kids and young people. I watched them step out of the comfort zone in ways that when I was their age, I wouldn't have done it. But I was raised in a different era. But these young ones, they did it, no matter whether it was uncomfortable for them or not. And I watched them exhibit accountability, responsibility, empathy, kindness, humility, self-control, and integrity every time they were out there. Because it wasn't about, I don't feel like it. If they were scheduled, they were going to be there. And I'm amazed at how their parents supported them and brought them. Not amazed. I know they were going to do it, making sure those kids were there and the kids were wanting to be there. But the thing that really struck me was the hospitality these young people showed. And it was genuine. It was a beautiful, clear day. They had a smile on their face and they greeted you with warmth. If it was snowing, they were standing out there greeting you with a smile and warmth. If it was raining, they were out there greeting you with smile and warmth. And it didn't matter who you were. Everyone who came through the door of Horizon was greeted in the same way. Now, hospitality seems to be something that we don't think too much about in the church, because we got a whole bunch of great stuff we do in the church. But hospitality is key, I think, to a church realizing who they really are to the people coming out, coming by, and coming in. A little definition of hospitality. Hospitality can be defined as the quality and disposition of receiving and treating guests and strangers with warmth, friendly, and with generosity. In the New Testament, when they talk about being hospitable, the Greek word means loving the stranger. And these kids didn't see a stranger when they came to the door. They just saw someone coming to church. And that was beautiful. I think hospitality is a virtue. When we talk about a virtue, where I grew up, hospitality was something that was just taught to you normally. That was how you lived. Your neighbor was always welcome. People in the community was always welcome. And I love that we are training our children to represent that, that people are going to be welcome here in Horizon. In the Old Testament, hospitality wasn't an if. It was a command. God commanded his people to be hospitable. And in the New Testament, we've got a whole different attitude about hospitality, because Jesus did what the Father commanded him to do, and he was hospitable all during his ministry. So we are supposed to be hospitable, not because it's a command, but it's because of who we are in Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, in Leviticus, God told his people, when a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you are not to treat him wrong, but you're to treat the stranger who sojourns with you as a native among you. You shall love him as you love yourself, for the stranger is nowhere. He's just like you when you sojourned in Egypt. And then he ends with this: I am the Lord your God. So it wasn't just a suggestion for the people of Israel. It was a command. And in the New Testament, in Matthew 25, I love this these few verses. I'm not going to read them all. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in need of clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was a prisoner, and you came and visited me. And the people asked him, when did we do this, Lord? And he said, when you did it to the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Hospitality. Now, 1 Peter 4:5, I don't know if you've ever read 1 Peter. It's pretty intense. And he's writing to a people who are under persecution, not so much being beat or tortured, but the society has given them... they don't recognize them as people belonging to society. And they give them a hard time all the time. They tell lies about them, all kinds of stuff. But Peter says this: show hospitality to one another and don't grumble about it. So hospitality is not something that we can choose to do because it's uncomfortable. It's something that we do because it's what God wants us to do. And if we're being found in Jesus, it brings us joy. And in Hebrews 13:2, now when I look out to all you guys, I think sometimes I see some of this. Do not neglect to show hospitality to the stranger, for thereby some of you might be entertaining angels. So how many angels have you seen today? We don't know. But if we're showing hospitality, they are being entertained. I just want to say that serving with your children for the last year has been a joy. And watching these young folks commit to being something and doing something that's amazing. They're becoming a part of the ministry of this church. And who knows what kind of stepping stone this is for them. So keep them in your prayers and love on them like nothing has ever been loved on before. Thank you.
Today, I have the privilege of recognizing our greeters, hosts, and mentors. As Mr. Ben just shared, over the past 12 months, these people have committed to a number of things which have already been mentioned, and they have each honored those commitments. That is something to be excited about. I'm going to ask each greeter to come up individually so that we may acknowledge and affirm them. But before I do this, I would like to thank the people who helped me to pull this together, because I did not do any of it alone. First, I would like to thank Kristen. Where are you? Over here. Leslie, who's involved in pretty much everything, for the investment of time, their encouragement, the numerous ways they have supported this endeavor. It truly could not have happened without them. I'd like to thank Mr. Ben for not only agreeing to share the importance and the value of hospitality, but also for having been one of the people who inspired me to want to do this. When he used to greet me, I always felt seen and valued. So I am really excited to have the opportunity to pass on what was passed down to me. I'd like to thank Susan Carver, who agreed to make this super punch that I can't wait to try. I think it's called sherbet and ice cream punch. I don't know, but I've heard it's good. So she's going to be doing that. And last but not least, I want to thank Maya, who's not here yet, but she has agreed to come in from work and serve the yummy cake that we have in celebration. So this is what teamwork looks like. And I would like you to join me in just giving an applause to all of the people I have named. Our mentors have committed to work alongside the kids, guiding and supporting them each Sunday. When I call your name, if you'll just stand so that we can acknowledge you. Becky? Is she upstairs? Mr. Ben? Sean? And where is Amy? I left you for last for a minute. Where's Amy? Is she upstairs? Angie. I'm sorry. Is she upstairs? Angie. Sorry, Angie. Angie, stand up because I want to say something else. So Jason and Jess are also mentors. They were not able to be here today. And Jeremy would have been here. He was on holiday, and his plane got delayed, and he said, I'm going to be late for the service. That's what I call commitment. He wanted to be here, and he could not. The reason I asked Angie to stand is that every single Sunday that Zach has been scheduled, Angie has either greeted or been inside hosting every single time. When we had that snowstorm and we were actually closed, she texted me and she was like, I'm trying to figure out if I can make it. And I'm like, I'm not even going to make it if it's ice. But that's the type of dedication. I mean, I work with people who get paid paychecks, and they have nothing close to this level of commitment. And so I especially want to tell you how encouraged and supportive I have been by what you have demonstrated. So thank you. Stephen Havachak also worked with us for almost a year. I don't know that she's here. I haven't seen her. But she didn't do the whole year, which is fine. But she did 9 months. And it was a huge, because it was when we launched. And it was a huge help. And so I definitely want to acknowledge that as well. And now for our honorees. I could share a number of stories about each of them with you, and I'm pretty sure Leslie is praying that I don't. So I won't, but I will share one thing about each. So when I call your name, I would like for you to come up and join me, and we're just going to line up here for a couple of seconds, a couple of minutes. Caden. They're in alphabetical order, so. And you can go to this side. So I was trying to think of adjectives that described each of them. And for Caden, open to new things, focused, and assertive. And you might be thinking, I'm not sure about that. When he started, he was hesitant. He wasn't coerced into doing it, but it was something different. But he had enough oomph to say yes, and then he stuck it out. I greeted with him a week or two ago, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he has changed. He's making eye contact. That was scary. Like, eye contact, very assertive in a mild way. Assertiveness is not the same as aggression. I placed him inside one day as a host, and he told me, I really prefer being a greeter, which is totally cool. But what I'm saying is standing up for yourself, because you can't value other people if you don't value yourself. It took a lot for him to have to come and tell me that. And, of course, I applaud it. So where is Celia? Thank you. Initiative and adaptability. The first Christmas that we were greeting, and we weren't officially launched at that point, but we had kind of come together, and I came in on Christmas Eve, and Celia was at the door, dressed in Christmas stuff, red, and I was like, oh, you're greeting. And she said, yeah, I saw that there was no one here, and I thought it would be nice if there was someone here to greet our guests. I didn't think of that. I was like, that is a good idea. You know, sucky me. But she did that without being asked. Adaptability. Sometimes she's outside, and then I switch her, and I say, can you come in? Can you do this? She's willing to adjust. Celia would actually greet every Sunday if I allowed her to, but I won't. Chloe. Poised, self-assured, and kind. And one of the things that I remember, I had just started doing the schedule, and I've gotten pretty good at it now, but in the beginning, you know, I was making mistakes. And she had told me she had a game this particular Sunday and she could not work. And somehow I scheduled her for that day. She showed up. She greeted. I didn't realize it until a few days later. And when I saw her, I said, I am so sorry. You had a game and I had you on the calendar. And she said, I worked it out. Oh, I probably would have been like, hey, I think you made a mistake. I told you that I wasn't available. She did none of that. So I am also learning things from our kids, that kindness and humility, because I was the one that was had made the error. That's Chloe. She also shared with me in a conversation about how she is able to take things that she learns, not just from the greeting, but from her team, her sports team, and different things, and she has figured out how to apply those skills to her everyday life. That's smart. LJ. Confident. Self-assured, professional. So one day, I forget what happened, but I needed to be outside. And normally with the kids that are hosting, I stay in with them. And I obviously couldn't be in both places. So I asked him if he was comfortable greeting and hosting from inside. He said, sure. Now, I want you to know it's a little different. Outside, we smile and wave and welcome and hold doors. But inside, you actually have to sometimes have a conversation with people. So I'm outside, and I thought, let me go check on my baby. And I went in, and I see this. He's got a man, not a kid, handshake, eyes like this, swag, and they're holding a conversation. I just turned my butt around and went back outside. I didn't even ask, because he did not need me. Naomi. Cheerful, positive, compassionate. I asked Naomi and one of the greeters one day what they thought passerbyers were thinking when they see us out there waving and smiling and they don't actually know us. And they said, she said something along the lines of, it probably makes them want to come to church or come back to church or find a church. Not just come here, but be a part. That's a demonstration of compassion to me. She's always cheerful. When I see her, always positive. And I see her demonstrate compassion often. Penelope. Cheerful, empathetic, optimistic. If you ever greet outside with Penelope, you will see how contagious her enthusiasm is. I told her that I had been outside waving to people for months, and now and then people would wave back, but a lot of times they would just look at me like, do I know her? I don't think so. You know, they were waving back. So I thought, what is she doing that I'm not doing? I mean, she's super animated. You can tell she wants to be here, wherever here is. So I just started emulating what she was doing. And people started waving, like on the regular. One Sunday, I was out there with Penelope, and just randomly, she said, so, how was your week? And I was like, whoa, that's never happened before. It was an open-ended question that invited conversation. It caught me so off guard. I said, wait, I did do stuff this week. I just need to think. But that's Penelope. So if she's this now, wow. Selah. Friendly and a great listener. One of the best gifts you can give another person is your full attention when they're speaking to you. Most of us, I'm betting, me for sure, are often waiting for them to breathe so you can start talking, so you can say whatever it is that's on your mind. But when you're talking to Selah, she is smiling. It's just a hint of a smile. And then she's looking at you intently, because she wants to hear everything that you're saying. That is a true gift, and it is something that probably all of us could work on to do better. Zach. Assertive and focused. And you might be thinking, what? Zach came to greet one Sunday, and he was sick. And he was outside, and he looked sick. And his mom was trying to explain to me what was going on, and I said, I need to talk to Zach. So I pulled him to the side, and we talked about what was going on, and he said he just didn't feel up to greeting, which is awesome. Because he's allowed to have an off day. But the reason that I mentioned this is one of the things that stood out is because I don't think you can imagine as an adult, because I'm not easy. Like, I have certain standard, and it's like, you either with it or you're not, you know. And so it is not necessarily easy for a kid to have to come and tell me that they don't want to do something. But if you have a valid reason, I respect these kids, so I am going to listen. But I was very pleased that he was able to articulate that for himself, because he has the right to do that for himself. So I said, what else could I say? I get it. Go sit down. See you next time. And he showed up the next time it was his turn to greet, as usual. These kids are representative of us. And I would like all of you to let them know that not only do you see them, but that you appreciate how they represent the body of Christ. So I am going to ask you, well, first, before I do that, actually, I'm going to ask Kristen, because we have a gift from your church family for each of you. And so, Kristen, if you can, you can come on up here. Get on up here. These kids are standing on our shoulders, so they should have a leg up. I'm doing what I know, and if we all give them what we know, they won't have to do all of this from scratch. They can go from that place. We'll be the ceiling that their feet are standing on. That's what I want for these kids. I'm asking if you will all stand up and applaud these kids. At the end of service, we have a celebratory cake, and the punch will be in the back, so don't leave without getting that and talking to the greeters.
Thanks, Anna. We want to take some time this morning to honor these kids for the commitment that they made. You might be thinking, like, we're they're just greeting, right? They're just, yeah, exactly right. They're just greeting, like Dad said. They're just taking their time to show hospitality to the people around them. A lot of times in our culture, we're quick to honor people who do things that are, very loud or boisterous. But we don't typically take the time to honor people who do the small things with great care. And that's totally backwards in the kingdom of God. Those are exactly the kind of people that Jesus was consistently pointing out and honoring. Paul had this great relationship with Timothy, who was a pastor. He was he was a lot younger than Paul, and he was somebody that Paul had mentored, and he became a pastor, a missionary, like Paul. And in 1 Timothy, in this letter that he wrote to Timothy in chapter 4, he says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young." This is when you read this, it's like, you can feel that. Like, very often when you're young and you're growing older, respect and trying to figure out what it means to be the kind of person that can gain respect from your peers and from other people is something really important. How do you get to the point that people will recognize you for who you are, and that people will see you as having worth and value as a person? Our culture, our world around us has a lot of ideas about what it means to, like, deserve respect and to, like, demand the respect that you deserve and all that kind of stuff. But Paul says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in your speech, conduct, love, faithfulness, and purity. He doesn't say to demand respect. What he says is become the kind of person that anyone with any common sense will find respectable. You are a person that people respect because they see your true character in the very small things. Probably the things that you do, no one will say in the moment. Man, like this morning, Diana was plucking out these little moments, these small moments where she saw things in them, in you guys that were worthy of respect. Most of those things go unsaid. A lot of them don't even go noticed, but you don't know which ones will be noticed and which ones weren't. And more importantly, even if they don't go noticed, they matter because they're supporting everything that's happening around us. And we do that in, Paul says, in our speech. In the Bible, the word, that's the word logos. Your words have power. We actually say good morning, good afternoon. Like, we speak this blessing into each other's lives just when we greet each other. The way that you look a person in the eye and say a thing to them brings power into their life. You are setting a tone for the world in your speech. in your conduct, the fact that you showed up as you were supposed to, engaged with people as if they mattered, those small little details in the way that you carry yourself. Love. This word love is interesting. It's agape, and sometimes it's translated charity. It means doing something and expecting nothing in return. It's a love that isn't self-seeking at all. It's very much related to service. Like when you notice that a person is coming to the door and you open it for them, or it's raining and you're holding that umbrella for them, it's seeing the other person, noticing the details, and helping them in very small ways. Love. Faithfulness. This is a loyalty. Faithfulness begins with a faithfulness to God. I'm allegiant to God. I'm loyal to Him. And as a result of my faithfulness to God, I will be faithful in my conduct to you. And impurity. My conduct isn't just something that I'm doing. It's actually in my heart. Purity is kind of related to hypocrisy. A person who's hypocritical might do all these things, but they're doing it because they ought to, not because it's who they are. A person with a pure heart is actually faithful. Those words that they're saying are coming from a heart that's oriented towards God. These words, this kind of field of words that Paul's giving, explains how to become the kind of individual that won't be looked down on. You simply carry yourself so respectably that anyone with any common sense will respect you. They won't look down on you. And if they do look down on you, they're revealing much more about themselves and the fear of their own character than they could ever reveal about you, because you have conducted yourself in a respectable manner. Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in your speech, in your conduct, love, faithfulness, and purity. Is that it? Okay, no more music at the end? Okay. Guys, this is kind of fun. We're going to have the opportunity to, like, not just bail out of here. We got, like fancy punch and, like, little things to eat. And if you get the chance as you're walking around, kind of notice these young men and women who've taken this year to greet and to serve the church, and make sure that you tell them that you love them and you appreciate them. Well, let's pray first. Father God, we love you. Thank you for this time together, and I thank you for these young men and women who have conducted themselves with such integrity, living up to the responsibilities that they had and doing it in a way that caused them to grow some, Lord, to step outside of their comfort zone a little bit, and Lord, that they've been a blessing to us as they've been that smiling face as we come into church every morning. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.